I got a phone call from someone maybe about an hour and a half ago discussing the latest major iPhone update. And she's saying that it installs a VPN that is difficult to disable. And I actually did not read up about that. So I was wondering, does anybody know what the circumstances about that are? Or is she confused about something else? She may have just been confusing something else.
Whenever I start my Outlook and I'm moving through the messages list, if I sit there long enough, and long enough is about 2 seconds, pops up a series of buttons on its own without me pressing anything. So if I really want to read the message, I have to escape, then press enter and hope that it opens and read it, get out, move to the next message, same thing. And it's eating up my time like no tomorrow. And then the funny thing is, though, I call Microsoft support on Be My Eyes. When they connect to my computer and start looking at it, seems to fix the problem without them doing anything for the day until I close Outlook, shut up my computer, come back the next day, and I have to call them again to just say, hey, I'm having this problem. Can you remote into my computer so we can fix it? And I know what's going to happen. They remote to my computer and it fixes itself. And it's kind of an annoying part to my routine to have to call Microsoft every day when it's probably a view setting somewhere. So I'll leave it to you, anybody who knows maybe what might be going on.
What actually do the buttons say?
The buttons are like their email address and email them. And like, I'm not on my Windows machine right now, but it's...
It kind of seems like it's part of the email itself. For instance, like if you're focused on an email from Frank Ventura, the buttons could say like frank.ventura@littlebreezes.com. Is that kind of thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And then there are other buttons in there too. Two or three other things that I can do from there.
Yeah, I would do this. Go do Alt-V, go in tab around so you get to the layout and try turning off each of those panes one by one and see if it makes a difference. I would start with those panes in under the view menu, under layout, and see what you could turn off.
Thank you, Frank.
When I open an email message, and I'd be interested to know how people do it, if they do it differently than I do. I have my inbox, I arrow down to the message I want to open, and I hit enter. Opens in a new window, and I have it set to start reading the message automatically. But what it does first is it reads the last line of the email first. It happens that that's usually a link. It's either like, sometimes it's my own signature, if this has all been a chain of emails, or it's someone else's email address, it's at the bottom of their email, but it always reads the last line. Then it goes back to the top and starts reading automatically. And it's super annoying. Has anyone had that happen?
Only the last line.
It reads the last line, then automatically goes back to the top and starts reading the message. Hi, Amy. Da, 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 da.
You can try sending yourself an email with no links in it and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah.
I got a feeling that this may be a JAWS thing that you may not really be able to change. The thing is, very few people have it set to read emails automatically. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought, well, I could turn that off, I suppose, and just hit down arrow. I mean, you know, insert down arrow.
Yes and no, but if you have a feature, the feature should work.
Hey, Amy, do you know NVDA well enough to try using the NVDA reader and to see what it actually does, to see if
good
it's different?
Good question. You know, I'm one of these people. I started with JAWS, whatever, 30 years ago or something, and I have never deviated.
Okay. Because I just did it on my, you know, on my JAWS, and it works fine. It opens a message and it starts reading the message, and it doesn't jump to the bottom. So I was just wondering if it had something else was going on, maybe on your computer or something that's.
I first find out if it's those messages. Like try say like copy something from the public domain, like the the Gettysburg address into just a blank email and see if it does it. Yeah.
So yeah. I haven't actually experimented around that much yet. I thought I'd ask you guys first. And now I'll mess around with different types of emails with different content and see what happens. And also check my settings, make sure I don't have some weird JAWS setting on that says like read links first or something like that.
Or read a certain font or color first.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. I don't recall setting that up, but you never know. We're on Microsoft 365. I think the applications update automatically when I do a Windows update. So I can double check that too.
This is Dropbox. And a situation where you know your Dropbox folder is nowhere near full in terms of your storage capacity, and it tells you you're full. And I think that has some vague thing to do. I remember having in the past, but not remembering what we did to fix it, has something to do with it, like automatically backing up to your documents folder or something. So it's like backing it up two or three times and taking up your storage. If anyone else has had that problem, how they solved it. For me, the easiest place to find out how much of my Dropbox I'm using up is just to go to the iPhone. It says it very nicely there in the settings. On my PC, I'll see what my folder size is. And it's like half of what they're saying is used up. And again, I've also trained people who are like brand new to Dropbox. They've hardly put anything in there. And suddenly, you know, they're using up a 1 or 1.5 of their 2 gigabytes total
solution. Doesn't Dropbox, if you don't tell it not to, it tries to automatically back up everything in your account?
That's the thing. How do you get rid of that?
You go into the Tray Assistant, and I think in there you'll find either under preferences or under, you know, somewhere in the settings.
When you go preferences, that's like multi-page dialogue. And I think like the second page or third page over is backup. So I think you could just uncheck everything. I got a feeling that might help.
I think there's even a way to turn that automatic backups off so that it doesn't do that, because I have seen that, and it will occasionally try to make it happen. And if you don't realize that it's done that, you may inadvertently turn it on without ever meaning to. And, you know, then, of course, it's on and you don't even know that it's on.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. But again, not really using that space. Okay, I'll go looking around in the preferences in the system tray, see what happens.